In a remote section of California desert just east of the Sierra Nevada, you can find all that remains of Manzanar, one of 10 internment camps where Japanese Americans were held during World War II. During the war, there was virtually no contact between the people of Los Angeles and Manzanar, 3 hours to the north. But between 1943 and 1944, young athletes got a glimpse of life inside the camp, with help from a Los Angeles police officer and the sport of judo. Susan Vallett has the story.
I'm in right now shoulder-length sage and sort of tromping through the brush and watching out for snakes.
The judo dojo at Manzanar isn't easy to find.
So I've made it through to a dirt road that runs through Manzanar, and there is an extremely large, very old poplar tree.
Next to the poplar tree, amid dead desert shrubs and green sagebrush, are rocks that outline where the dojo used to be. And it's here where one of Manzanar's most fascinating sports stories took place, during a wartime filled with anti-Japanese hysteria. Richard C. was a kid in Los Angeles back then.
My grandfather was Chinese, my father was half Chinese, my mother was white. None of us looked Asian, except my grandfather.
I found C. through an old photo from the dojo. It shows a group of 10 people wearing judo suits, posing in front of that poplar tree. Their names are handwritten across their chests. C. is in the front row, kneeling. He's the only one in the photo still alive. He's now 88.
Well, at the time, we were living in the house of a Japanese family that had evacuated. But they had a space underneath the house where they had stored a lot of stuff, not just of their own, but of other people.
For his birthday one year, C and his family flew a Japanese wind sock, the kind that's shaped like a fish.
And somebody across the sort of valley looked at reported us to the FBI because they said that we were flying a Japanese flag.
Shortly after the war started, C's Uncle Ted, who was only about 2.5 years older than him, started taking judo lessons.
Some of our favorite movies when we were kids were the Mr. Moto movies. They were about supposedly a Japanese detective, played by Peter Lorre, and he knew judo.
Mr. Moto's up there!
And Ted wanted to be able to learn how to do all that, you know, throw people around and stuff. And I sort of went with him.
C and his uncle took lessons from Jack Sergel, an LAPD sergeant who'd become the sensei of a nearby dojo after all of the Japanese senseis were forced to leave. Sergel had friends interned at Manzanar.
The only people who could, at that time, award a promotion from a white belt to a brown belt or brown belt, you know, one of those degrees, was a person who had received their training in Japan or by Japanese. And that's what we went up to Manzanar for, because there was a tournament.
Clyde Titchener was also in the group. He recounted the experience in an oral history interview that's part of the Manzanar National Historic Site collection.
Just a matter of if you could scrounge up the gas to take you there, since it was rationed at that time.
Titchener said the Manzanar dojo had open sides all around. The internees had a special name for it.
Shindokan. They called it that themselves, and it was a joke because the building was so rickety. It quaked and shaked, and the shindo means shaking and quaking.
Titchener, C, and the others would compete in matches to determine who would earn a promotion to a higher rank.
It was a contest, and the people who watched it were just the people who lived here, and plus what Caucasians were with us. There were probably 20 to 50 people milling around outside the open sides, and of course, they all knew that we were visiting as a Caucasian group, and this was kind of interesting to them. I'm sure, and they wanted to take a look at us to see if we looked like normal Caucasians, I guess.
Richard C. was young enough that he only remembers random things about that Manzanar tournament. It was his first trip away from home. He got to stay in a hotel and eat steak dinner in town, which was a rare treat during the war. And he could actually see the stars, something he'd never experienced in Los Angeles.
At the time, I didn't really think of it as a concentration camp. Exactly. You know, but that's what it was. And maybe because I was so young, it all seemed pretty much, I mean, it was strange because I was away from home, but the camp was just one of the strange things. Yeah, it was hot, and it was, I think, at a higher altitude than most of us were used to, certainly I was used to. And I got winded really quick. I won the first one and pulled a draw on the second one. So I didn't get a promotion.
Clyde Titchener did earn a promotion, but he said that wasn't the only thing he took away from the tournament.
They treated us very normally, same as we treated them. But they were, of course, happy to see there were some Americans that weren't prejudiced against them. And to us, it was, there were the Japanese who were nationals from Japan who made a war against us. And then there were these other Japanese people that had lived in particularly the Los Angeles area who, by presidential edict, got moved out for a while. We didn't see why, because Japan had decided to be warlike, it had anything to do with them.
But the Hearst newspapers in Los Angeles didn't see it that way. Sergel's group took several trips to the dojo over the course of about a year. Then the LA Herald and Examiner, both very anti-Japanese at the time, learned about the white judo students going up to Manzanar.
They'd print anything that anybody said without worrying about facts or anything else. Just the more horrendous they could make it, like women students exchanging holds with Japanese internees.
Girls wrestle Japanese men.
From the LA Examiner, August 28, 1944.
Los Angeles girls are being taken to Manzanar by a Los Angeles policeman to wrestle interned male Japanese judo style.
LA Police Commissioner Al Cohen called for and got an investigation into LAPD Sergeant and Sensei Jack Sergel. The commissioner called judo a form of emperor worship and demanded that Sergel be fired for taking these kids up to Manzanar to do it.
Dreamt up the craziest fallacies. He didn't know what the hell he was talking about from the word go.
No charges were ever brought against Sergel. But around the same time, Titchener said something else happened at their dojo in L.A.
I can remember the night that Jim Cagney...
Come out and shake it, you dirty yellow-bellied rat, or I'll give it to you through the door.
Yes, that's Jim Cagney, the Hollywood actor.
Showed up at the dojo and sat in the bleachers watching us. And he did it two times, and then Jack got to talking with him and everything. What Cagney was looking for was somebody to take place of this Japanese police captain in the movie Blood on the Sun.
So in November of 1944, Sergel resigned from the LAPD. He changed his name to John Holleran and started his career in Hollywood movies, beginning with 1945's Blood on the Sun. It featured a judo fight scene between Cagney and Sergel, or Holleran, who was made up to look Japanese and played Captain Oshima.
You're very clever, Mr. Conlon, but there's one flaw in your cleverness. It is as easy to kill you with these as with that. In fact, I prefer it that way. Japanese fashion.
But I think he was making money and getting into the movies, and he didn't need the police department and all the guff they were giving him. Why he changed his name just because he was in the movie, I don't know, maybe because it got away from the stigma he'd got with the police department on judo.
Clyde Titchener stuck with judo and helped to teach it. Richard C. fell away from the sport. And if you look closely at old films like Rosemary's Baby and TV shows like The Lone Ranger and The Cisco Kid, you just might spot the man who brought groups of athletes to a Japanese-American internment camp to do judo.
That story came to us from reporter Susan Vallett.